Hi, Renee.
Hello, Andrew, and hello, Ingas Nation. You guys are listening to episode 23 of the CrossFit Ingas podcast, and today we will be discussing what it means to be productive.
That's right, and we're going to start with a little update on the Open.
Yeah,
so,
week two.
Yeah, so we've got week one is done. The workout for week two was announced last night.
Yes.
How did you feel about week one?
Are we going there? It was a very lovely workout that you did very well on.
It was skewed definitely in my favor.
Yes.
In terms of our showdown.
But we're going to rematch in October.
That's the plan.
Week two, three, or four.
I get to pick?
You get to pick. Three, or four.
All right. I'm down for that.
Okay.
I think I would lean towards week two.
All right.
Just so you know.
All right. Well, it's a good thing we're not doing this one then.
I look forward to our matchup.
Yeah.
I think you would smoke me on this one.
I would. Yes.
So this week we've got toes to bar, double unders, and squat cleans.
Yes.
How are you feeling about this one? Obviously pretty confident.
I'm excited. I am excited. We both have done this in, it was 2016.
Yeah.
So I feel like I am a little bit stronger than I was then. Maybe a little bit more of a smarter athlete.
Uh-huh.
So I only...
Better toes to bar?
Better toes to bar, better double unders, and a little bit stronger.
It's a lot of toes to bar.
It's a lot of toes to bar. But I got into the third round. I hit one rep on the barbell in the third round, which was 145 for the ladies.
Right. That's the 225 equivalent?
Yes.
Yeah. I think I made it out of the second round, barely, out of the 185 bar. Did the toes to bar and double unders, and then that was about it.
it ended there.
I think I did a good deadlift at 225, but there was no way I was getting under it.
It's a lot of toes to bar, like you're saying. So as far as strategy going into this, maybe think about if you're not proficient at them, even if you are, think about breaking them up a little bit earlier than you would anticipate, because I think it's a very deceiving workout.
Yeah, definitely. Break them up early and often. Try and stick with a plan. And if you have to go with singles, make sure, practice doing quick singles,
right,
even before the workout. So
yeah,
if you get to that point, you're not wasting a lot of time, like walking away from the bar, turning back around and coming back to it. Like, practice doing, you know, one single, turning around right back up so that you're at least staying consistent if you get to that point.
Yeah. Very impressive showdown last night with Dave and Chris.
No doubt.
Both getting into that last round, and Dave was, what, three shy?
Yeah.
And Chris was one shy finishing.
Yeah. That was
It was exciting.
Exciting, yeah. It was a good one, for sure. It was a really good workout, I think, for both of them.
Yeah.
So, good showdown.
For sure. All right.
So, next up.
Community. Go ahead.
I was going to say we're going to continue the segment.
Oh, yes.
Of
community shout-outs.
That's right. So we have a few for these. We want to shout out to people.
Yeah. So,
you want to start?
Yeah. Okay. I want to give a big shout out to Aaron. We talked about this and I forgot already what I was going to say.
Longino.
I'm sorry, Aaron.
she told me either way is fine though.
Aaron Longino. I think it was last week. It must have been. She was in here lifting by herself and all of a sudden I saw her lift. And she just finishes the lift and gets super excited, sprints across the floor because she had just PR'd her power clean.
Yeah.
And she was running around, super pumped. It was just a cool moment to see. So good for you, Aaron. Way to go.
Good job, Aaron.
What do you got?
So I've got Twitch again this week for getting engaged.
Yeah.
So he was doing a Spartan race down in Florida, I think.
Yes.
And got engaged. So good for him. Congrats, Twitch.
Congratulations.
We're happy for you.
Yeah. And it's cool because they got all of it on video.
Yeah.
All of Spartan was all up in their faces with cameras. So congrats to that. Deanna, she recently started doing CrossFit a few months ago.
Yeah.
She works with Keith and John over at Survival Systems. But she RX'd her first workout, which was 19.1.
Yep.
She threw it up there on the accomplishment board that we have for the Open. And I also want to give her a shout out because she refused to put them on the accomplishment board. But she got her first kipping pull-up and she got double unders.
That's awesome.
And she did today's 19.2. as RX and got through the toes to bar. And I'm not really sure where she was in the double unders, but she did RX.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. And cool. You got one more, right?
So my last one is going to go out to Heather. So her grandfather passed away recently. Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to kind of send her some good vibes and love from the Ingus family. So just to let you know, Heather, we're thinking about you.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry for your loss. We're here for you.
Okay. So moving on to our main topic.
Yes. What does it mean to be productive?
That's right. So I have this visual, I guess, to kind of to start off the conversation.
So try to visualize this, everyone.
Hopefully I do a good job of explaining it because it is a little visual. But so it's essentially the concept. It's called the Eisenhower Matrix, mm-hmm. which is named after the president, Dwight Eisenhower. Mm-hmm. So it's a method for kind of prioritizing the importance of the tasks that we do in our day to day lives.
Right.
So it's a table with two rows and two columns. Okay. So a 2x2 matrix,
a square,
right? Four quadrants in the square.
Okay.
And so on the columns, the left column is things that are urgent. And then the right column is things that are not urgent. Mm-hmm. And then the two rows, the top row is things that are important. And the bottom row is things that are not important. So again, you can kind of run the things that you're doing in your day-to-day life through this matrix and figure out how you want to kind of prioritize mm-hmm. those. So basically the things that are in the top left-hand quadrant are those that are both urgent and important. Mm-hmm. And those are the things obviously we want to do first.
Right.
The things that are in the top right-hand quadrant are things that are important but less urgent, right? So we want to plan or schedule those things. And then the bottom row is on the bottom left are things that are urgent but less important. Mm-hmm. And the idea is you want to delegate those because those are the things that kind of suck up all your time, right? The things that they are urgent, but they're not necessarily as important.
Right.
And then the bottom right-hand corner is things that are less urgent and less important. And those are the things that you want to avoid completely, right? Because those are the mindless things that they're not important, they're not urgent,
right.
Like, you know, social media or video games or whatever it might be,
yeah.
Right? So basically, we can use this to kind of ensure that we're spending our time in the top row, really, right? The top left-hand quadrant are the things that we want to do first, like we said, because they're urgent and important.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I think just as important are those things that are less urgent, which require maybe a little bit more forethought and planning mm-hmm. to schedule out. So you don't want to kind of overlook those, right? So I think the key thing is making sure that you're spending time in the top row and not in the bottom row.
Right.
On the things that are less important. And it's really obvious that you don't want to be in the, not important and not urgent category.
Right.
But I think a lot of people fall into the trap of spending too much time in the bottom left. That's kind of like the busy work, mm-hmm. right? In the urgent but less important.
Right.
And the thing about those tasks are typically the more of them that you do, the more they create, right? So if
more busy work.
Yeah, it just creates, exactly. It creates more busy work, right? And those are really the things that pull you away from doing the things that are important. So making sure that we're not spending time in that bottom left-hand quadrant, I think is really important.
Nothing, you won't get anything done.
Exactly.
So how do we implement this? How do we put this into practice?
So I really like the concept of putting first things first. Mm-hmm. So essentially some sort of method for differentiating between being productive and being busy.
Mm-hmm.
So being productive is doing things that are moving us towards our goals, mm-hmm. whatever those goals may be.
Right.
Being busy is just getting stuff done.
Yeah.
So it's the things in the bottom row of that matrix,
right?
The things that aren't important. And you know, you can kind of get addicted to that being busy, doing those things that keep us busy.
We think we're getting stuff done, right?
But really, you're just spinning your wheels.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you're doing things in that top row that are essentially moving us towards our goals or the things that are important to us. So I think a kind of a key concept is sort of beginning with the end in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding what is important to you and what your goals are, and then kind of backing into the things that you need to be doing on a daily basis to achieve those. So define what your overarching goals are and make sure that it's not everything, right? You want to focus your attention. So figure out what the things are that are really important to you. And then from there, define the action steps that are required on a monthly or weekly or daily basis to move yourself towards those goals.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to figure out how to implement those action steps into your life.
Right.
So I have a little example that we can kind of run through just as an illustration. So, you know, someone who's, you know, maybe is overweight, they're looking to turn their health and wellness around,
mm-hmm.
right? So maybe their goal is they want to lose 100 pounds and they want to get off their cholesterol medication.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of define maybe three broad categories of things that they should be looking to do or working towards.
Right.
So obviously you want to focus on your nutrition. You want to focus on your exercise
mm-hmm.
or, you know, being active, and then probably some lifestyle factors.
Right.
So those are the three general categories, and then we can kind of define maybe what some action steps are. And these are just, you know, sort of made up, but just to kind of illustrate going from that the broad goal to the three buckets into the kind of more granular aspect
mm-hmm.
of it. So on the nutrition side, they're going so that the action steps are, we're going to meal prep on the weekend
mm-hmm.
every Saturday and Sunday. We're not going to go out for lunch anymore to get fast food. We're going to remove soda from our diet
mm-hmm.
and we're going to wake up early every morning to make breakfast.
Yeah.
So those are like the four action steps.
Yeah.
On the exercise side. All right. So I'm going to attend, I'm going to do 5 days a week doing class, the mm-hmm. 5:30 PM class, very specific
mm-hmm.
action step. I'm going to go running or hiking on the weekends, and I'm going to park 3 blocks from work so that I have to walk to and from, you know, my office every day to get some additional movement in.
I love that one.
You like that?
I like that. Yeah. I try to do that at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Park as far away as possible. Anyway.
See, I'm the opposite.
What?
I'm really lazy everywhere except for the gym.
Really?
Yeah.
So you try to get as close as you can?
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like it's harder to park the closer you get to the store.
That's true. Although I do, at work, I do park a little farther away to get a bigger parking spot. So that, because some of them are really narrow.
Oh.
So I don't want anyone dinging my car.
Oh, yeah.
So I try and find, like, the ones that are a little farther away that are bigger.
Yeah.
So I guess I do that.
Hmm. That's, yeah, at least you're doing it at work. That's every day, so.
Yeah.
I like pull-throughs, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But not at the grocery store, because then your trunk isn't accessible.
Well, I pull up enough so that my trunk can open. But anyway.
All right.
Back to our example.
Tangent. And then so for the lifestyle factor. So, you know, we're going to purge the bad food from our kitchen and pantry.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to bed an hour earlier so that we can get 7 hours of sleep every night. And, you know, we're going to stop hanging out with people who aren't supportive of our
mm-hmm.
new lifestyle. Right.
Yeah.
So kind of three things that are very actionable that you can do to kind of move yourself towards
that.
And then, like we said, you know, you got to figure out how to implement those into your daily life.
Right.
And I think a lot of that is just how we manage our time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of hear the very common excuse of, well, I don't have time to ... whatever,
mm-hmm.
right? Exercise or whatever it may be.
Right.
Well, I mean, you do have time.
You just have to reprioritize.
Yeah. You got to decide what's important in
mm-hmm.
your life.
Because
mm-hmm. If it's something that's really important, then you will find the time.
Right.
And I think a lot of people fall into that trap of just the, you know, maybe doing too many of the things that are less important that are urgent,
mm-hmm.
right? That are urgent, but less important.
Mm-hmm.
And they then don't have the time in their lives for the things that are really important.
Right.
And I think that's very common for, people in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, having said that, we're going to do, what are we doing next?
We've put together a list of some tips that we find useful for ourselves that we thought we would share with you guys to help you be more productive, right?
Yeah. So really practical things that hopefully you can take and implement into your daily life.
Right.
Like you said, things that we maybe find helpful for us.
Yeah. So you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
So my first one is listening to podcasts or books on tape while driving.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about, and I do this all the time, mm-hmm. pretty much any time that I'm in the car by myself without the kids, I'm either listening to a podcast or a book on tape.
Yeah.
I just find it so much more fulfilling than listening to the radio or
just music or
Or like talk radio or whatever it is. I don't know. If you think about it, like how much time you spend in the car,
mm-hmm.
there's so much time that you could be using
to learn.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because there's so much good content out there. In particular, nowadays, like podcasts are becoming very ubiquitous.
Right.
And there's so many different good topics that I find it super helpful to do that while I'm driving. And I really like, again, this another kind of concept that I really enjoy is like turning your entertainment into education.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything because I really enjoy learning about the things that I'm interested in.
Right.
So whether it's like, you know, entrepreneurship or business or fitness,
mm-hmm.
like that's the stuff that I really enjoy. So I'm kind of turning the things that I find entertaining into education.
Yeah. So. I like that one. We will usually do that. Like when we're cooking or cleaning, we'll put a podcast on and while we're getting other stuff done mm-hmm. around the house, we can, and that's like mindless stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we can be listening to something like that as well.
Yeah. Love it.
Cool. All right. Number two, I like to make lists. So I like to write everything out that needs to be accomplished. And this kind of goes back to your matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Where I make my list and then I look at that list and kind of prioritize what's most important, what needs to get done first, what's most urgent, and attack it from there. And for me personally, I like to physically write things out. Some people like to use apps or notes on their phone, but I find satisfaction in crossing.
Oh, absolutely.
Crossing things out as I go. Like that's huge.
100%.
When you're done, it's done, and there's a nice line through it.
That feels so good.
Yeah, yeah. So I find that to be super helpful, and that could be like on a weekly basis or on a daily basis, whatever I need to get done,
mm-hmm.
Making a nice list out of all that.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, so my next one is using a calendar.
Okay.
And I think, so probably most people use a calendar for, you know, the things that they have scheduled in their lives, whether it's like meetings or taking their kids to various functions or mm-hmm. whatever it is. But what I think is more useful for me, at least, is using it to prioritize what I'm going to do in my open time or mm-hmm. free time. Because a lot of times what will happen is like, so I'll finish a meeting and then there's like a block of time. It's like, all right, what am I going to spend my time on at this point? But
mm-hmm.
if I can, you know, at the beginning of the day, I can look at my schedule and go in and like kind of prioritize in those open slots, like, okay, for this hour, I'm going to work on this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got another hour and a half here. I'm going to work on this
mm-hmm.
and like laying that out ahead of time so that when that time comes, I'm not, you know, wasting time trying to figure out what I'm going to do during
right.
that time.
There's a plan.
Yeah, exactly. And I have gotten, so it's, I think it's the difference between, being proactive versus reactive.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, so if I don't have that planned out, I'll end up doing those like less important urgent tasks
right.
versus actually working on something that is going to move the needle for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I find that really helpful. And I think I do a decent job of doing that kind of on a daily basis, but what I'd like to get better at is, kind of looking on a broader picture. So
mm-hmm.
like, at the beginning of the week, kind of planning out the week or even, you know, on a monthly basis or quarterly basis.
Yeah.
So that helps me.
Cool. My next tip is to eliminate distractions, which those can come from all different directions,
uh-huh.
right? So maybe we're in a workspace, right? turning off our phones or and eliminating the social media, because that's easy to grab, right? Mm-hmm. Like we, especially in this day and age where we're always reaching for our phones and clicking on Instagram and mindlessly scrolling, wasting time.
Yep.
So putting that away, closing the door to your office if you have that so people aren't coming in and out, blocking off your time in your calendar, right? So people know that you're not unavailable so that way you can get stuff done. Create a decluttered space, right? I'm assuming you're the same way. You are the same way. You don't want to work in a messy area because that can be very distracting.
Absolutely.
Some people want a quiet space. So making sure that it is quiet and, you know, maybe you don't like listening to music while getting things done. Some people do, though, right? Some people feel like they can keep moving through stuff with some music. But eliminating all of that so you can get your work done.
Yeah. One that's on that along those lines that's really helped me is turning off most, I won't say all, but most notifications on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so distracting every time something pops up from Instagram or like an email or whatever, and it pulls your attention away from whatever you happen to be doing. So, you know, like you said, removing those distractions so you can really focus on what you're doing rather than every 5 minutes being distracted by the, you know, bright, shiny object over here.
Yeah, yeah. Turn it off. There's an off button.
Yeah. Right? You could just turn your phone
you
totally
could just
off.
Turn it off and then not turn it on for an hour and everything will still be there.
That's right. Yeah. Instagram is not going anywhere.
Exactly. All right. What's your next tip?
So my next one is learning to say no. Mm-hmm. So this comes back to, you know, when you're defining your goals, making sure that you're prioritizing them to the things that are really important and not trying to do everything. There's a really good Warren Buffett example of like someone coming to him asking him for business advice, and he tells the guy to go off and write, you know, list out the 25 things that you want to accomplish or that are most important to you. And so he goes off and does that, and he comes back and then he says, okay, now prioritize the top five. So he does that, comes back. And then, you know, so he tells them, like, you now have two lists. So your top five is the things that you're going to focus on, that you're going to pour all your effort and all your attention into.
Mm-hmm.
And the other 20 are the things that you're going to avoid at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the things that will pull you away from the top five,
right?
And again, you can't do everything. So you have to prioritize what is really important versus, you know, what may be slightly important to you, but isn't going to be, you know, worth your while or will detract you from the things that are really important.
Right.
So yeah, learning to say no and don't take on everything and try to be everything for everyone.
Right.
Focus your time on the things that are really important to you.
Well, and the other thing too is if we say yes to everything, it's hard to do those things really well.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
We need to, like you said, it's okay to say no so we can do those other things that are a priority really, really well.
Yep, 100%.
Cool. My next tip is to go to bed early and wake up early. So getting good night's rest is going to set you up the next day for a successful day. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to be productive and it's hard to feel like you want to get things done if you're sluggish and you're tired and you're fatigued. And, you know, we see some people on social media and celebrities and whatnot waking up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. What's his name? Mark Wahlberg. He sticks out in my mind because he is waking up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and trying to get all this stuff done, more and more and more stuff done, creating more time in his day. But what is that doing to his body and his sleep? And he's not going to be able to do that for a long period of time. So making sure we're taking care of ourselves so that way we can wake up and feel good and take on the day so we can achieve all these other things that we're trying to do.
Sleep is important.
It's huge. We did a whole episode on it.
See our previous podcast.
Yeah.
Talk to Kate. She will let you know.
Our sleep expert.
Exactly.
And I know for myself, if I don't get like 7.5-8 hours of sleep, I feel it the next day and it's harder to get things done.
Yeah.
So make sure you get in your sleep, people.
I like it. So I'm going to, my next one is going to kind of build off of yours, which is, develop a morning routine. I think, so is it Jocko that has the quote, win the morning, win the day?
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, and it, you know, it can be small things like you said, you know, waking up early and, you know, making breakfast or whatever that is. So like your routine around like getting out of the house in the day. But it can also be kind of extend broader to, like making sure that between the time you wake up and, the time you have lunch, that you're prioritizing the tasks and the things that are really going to move the needle for you, to make sure that if the day goes off the rails after that, you've already accomplished something.
Right.
So get those key things in early, so that at that point, it doesn't necessarily matter what happens after that. You've already done something that's going to move you towards accomplishing your goals. I personally find the more, like even just around like getting out of the house in the morning, the more that I can have like kind of planned out ahead of time and like in terms of my like breakfast routine and getting the kids ready. And if I can, if that kind of all goes smoothly and I can get out of the house, I feel so much better about the day going forward versus if like, if things are all like awry,
chaos,
and like
chaos.
It's not planned ahead of time and you know, nothing's ready and the kids are all over the place and I don't get out of the house until later. It just completely derails my day. So it's like night and day for me. So I've really tried to do a lot in terms of like figuring out exactly how my morning goes to make sure that everything runs smoothly. I can get the kids to daycare and get to work and start actually doing stuff.
Yeah. Sets you up for your day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which kind of leads us to our next, or my next point, which is to eat a good breakfast.
And I love breakfast.
It's the, I think it's the best meal of the day.
Yeah.
I love it too. And that's going to set you up as well. If we are eating, let's say we're eating a muffin and a latte, and that's our breakfast, right? That's only going to make us feel satisfied for maybe an hour.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come crashing down, and we're going to feel like garbage, and we're going to need to eat again. And then you'll go for whatever's convenient. Maybe it's like a, just like a bar, like a snack bar, whatever they are, granola bar. And the same thing's going to happen where our blood sugar is all over the place. We're not feeling satisfied. And it just becomes a vicious cycle. Like you, your clarity won't be there. So making sure we're eating a balanced breakfast, having protein, carbs, fat. We've talked about this stuff before, where we have that balanced meal, which is going to keep us satisfied for longer periods of time and be able to fuel us to get stuff done throughout the day, throughout that, throughout your morning, and should be able to hold you over till lunch. So I love breakfast.
Yeah, that's, and that's 100% a part of my morning routine is breakfast.
Yeah.
That's like, it's a non-negotiable for me. So if I need to get up earlier so that I can ensure that I have a good breakfast, then that's what I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's another one where it's like a lot of times you'll hear people say, well, I don't have time to cook breakfast in the morning.
Well,
you can make time.
You can make time.
Yeah.
You can go to bed early,
if it's
wake up early.
Enough.
Yeah. Make it happen.
I like it.
Cool. What's your next one?
All right. So this is my last one, right?
Okay.
So my last one, this is kind of like a small little thing, but it's a game changer for me.
Okay.
So, there's this function in Gmail, where you can snooze messages.
What?
Okay. So it's basically like, if you have an email come in and you want, you don't want it to stay in your inbox, but you want it to pop back up at a certain time to like remind yourself maybe to reply or whatever.
Okay.
You can snooze the message and you can pick a specific day and time for it to pop back up. And then, you know, when you hit snooze, it disappears. So it's no longer cluttering up your inbox. And then at that specific time, it pops back up to remind you to do whatever it might be if you need to reply or follow up. And I absolutely love it.
Okay.
Yeah. I use it all the time.
I didn't know it exists.
So,
it existed.
I mean, you know, whether it's like having to follow up with a member or something. And I know that like, if I just leave it in my inbox, it's just going to get buried.
Right.
But if I snooze it, then I can set a specific date. It'll pop back up and then I remember.
That's cool. You have to show me that.
I use it all the time.
I like it.
It's a small thing, but it's like,
I'm sure it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I like it.
You got one more?
I got one more. Okay. And that's to move, to exercise.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if we're just sitting around all day, your brain is going to get foggy. You're going to just feel sluggish. You need to get up, get the blood flowing. That's going to move into the brain. That's going to help you feel like you can get more work done. So, and this is another one where I don't have time to work out comes in, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Our classes are 1 hour long, mm-hmm. right? Make an hour long. Or if you don't have an hour, do a 20-minute workout on your own. Get your heart rate up. Sweat a little bit.
Yeah.
Go for a walk. Aren't there, like, a bunch of companies now that, like, let their employees have, like, an hour-long break to work out? Or they encourage that?
Yeah, I'm sure some of them do.
Like,
they'd be... It's a good idea, for sure.
Yeah, and I think I read that somewhere. And it helps you to be more productive.
Definitely.
And especially if you're, like, somebody who's been, you know, you're staring at your computer all day, and even if it means... When you're going to lunch and there's stairs, like, do stairs.
Yeah.
Walk up and down the stairs. Just get your body moving so that way you'll feel better. You will just feel better overall.
Yeah, there's a lot of studies out there that demonstrate like legitimate productivity benefits from exercise.
Right.
Where the chemicals that are released or whatever it does, mm-hmm. whatever it is, stimulates makes you feel more awake and energized and
yeah.
stimulates your brain.
Yep.
And, you know, you're actually, I think some of these studies have shown that you're actually more productive or more creative after you work out.
Yeah.
So there's huge benefits, not even necessarily just, weight loss or
your overall health, yeah.
but yeah, like actual your mindset.
Productivity.
Benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, agree 100%.
Cool.
Set an hour, put it in your calendar if you have to.
There you go.
Set an hour. And exercise, because everyone has time for it. You just got to make the time.
That's right.
So having said that.
Yes.
What is one of your favorite ways to waste time?
Instagram.
Okay.
It's gotten better because yeah. it's something I've been working on. But it's definitely still something that takes up more time than it should.
It's addictive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like even just like getting home and. Like watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
But yeah. It is. It happens.
It happens to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
By no means are we saying that we are perfect.
No, no. We struggle too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's about the effort we put into making the time for all of the other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you?
So I've got a couple. So recently, and this one I can.
So this is new?
Actually both of them are kind of recent.
Okay.
So recently, we have been, and this one I can kind of chalk up to education slightly.
Okay.
but we've been watching nature shows with the kids.
Okay.
So like, Planet Earth
yeah.
or Blue Planet or whatever it is. And they really enjoy them. Like, you know, the animals and all that kind of
yeah.
stuff. So the part of our kind of nighttime routine is like after showers and stuff, we'll let them watch 20 minutes or so of one of those shows. So that's a good way to kind of waste some time, but in a good way.
It's good quality educational
yeah,
time
yeah.
with the family.
My other one that is less so, this is more just on my own, is I've really been getting into, there's these like woodworking channels on YouTube.
What? And you just watch them?
Yeah. I find them really interesting.
Really?
Yeah, like people like building stuff. I don't know. There's something about like building something tangible that I just find really intriguing.
And you just get lost in that rabbit
yeah.
hole of
yeah.
YouTube.
They're entertaining too. So my favorite is this one called Modern Builds. And he just makes all this different stuff, like, you know, tables.
Okay.
I
can understand that and appreciate that because... I can get wrapped up in the tiny house shows where they're building that tiny
yeah,
houses.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I can kind of see what you're saying.
So that's been one of my things that I've used to waste some time when I have it.
Hey, like you said, we're not perfect.
Yeah, yeah. We all do it. So as long as we're still moving towards the things that are important.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
I think that's it for today. Should we wrap up?
Yes. We will see you guys back here in a couple weeks for another episode of the CrossFitting Is podcast.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.